Well, the second Friday of the month. It's the month of December. And, of course, welcoming back our Paleo Joe, a.k.a. Joe Codel, on our, well, I guess we'll call this our Paleontology 101 type of venue that we've been offering every month. And I thank you for that. Joe, Paleo Joe, happy December to you.
Happy December. How's it going?
Oh, you know, what do you say? I've Christmas shopping almost done. Let's put it that way. All right, we have a great theme for our discussion and for what's happening a couple blocks down the road, good man. Walking with Dinosaurs at the Van Andel Arena is what, up and running?
Yep, it's up and running. It's a tremendous show. It's actually on right now. Today, you can go see the show at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, 11, 3, and 7, and Sunday at 1 and 5. Walking with Dinosaurs. Yeah. It's wild.
Let's talk on the basics. What is it all about?
Well, it's kind of an educational, entertaining, theatrical spectacular that has animatronic dinosaurs that actually walk around the arena. I say it's educational because there is a paleontologist by the name of Huxley who actually does talk about certain things that happened during our geological ages. And then it's entertaining because it shows you what these dinosaurs actually look like. They actually walk around the arena floor, and it's theatrical because, again, you see dinosaurs full size walking around the floor.
And that's where my next question follow-up comes in. What do you mean by walking?
Well, these dinosaurs are animatronic. They actually move. They're like robots. They're actually built on a small carriage, and I don't want to give away too much of the secret, but they're built on a carriage, and they actually move around the arena floor. The musculature, you can actually see how these creatures move. You can see the muscles go back and forth.
So I'm going to even get into the specifics here. How do they move? Of course, they do look real, I'm trusting.
Yeah, absolutely. They look real. There's been a lot of research done for this show. They went back into all the paleontological record and looking at all the modern techniques and things we do to decide what these dinosaurs look like. They actually molded the skin to look like real dinosaur skin. We've actually been able to find mummified dinosaur skin. So the skin has kind of been replicated in these dinosaurs. Also, they did a lot of research on length and size and muscle attachments, where the muscles attach to the bones, so they could actually recreate some of the muscles. They've gone even farther than that, is they've actually put fat inside the dinosaur. They've actually gotten some materials that they put inside the dinosaur, so when it takes a step forward, you can actually see the muscles move and the fat jiggle as they walk around on the arena floor. They have a team of three people. One is a driver who actually moves the creature, and then there are two voodoo puppeteers. These are people you don't see. They're behind the scenes, and they're actually helping the operator move that dinosaur. One person operates the head and the tail, the big, wide, sweeping movements of the tail, and one takes care of the minor movements like the mouth and the eyes blinking, and, of course, the huge dinosaur roars.
Wow. I didn't think dinosaurs had fat on them, but I guess
they did. Me, huh? They did.
That's right. Quite a traveling show, I understand. Joe, talk to me about the trucks that it takes to make this happen.
Well, they've been traveling around the United States, and it takes 27 53-foot semi-trucks to move this thing around the United States. Now, you got to remember that the Brachiosaurus that they have for the show is full size, so it takes up a lot of room, probably pretty much a whole truck all by itself. Then they have all the sound equipment, all the pieces of equipment they have. It takes 27 53-foot semi-trailers to move this thing from city to city to city.
And again, Walking with Dinosaurs, the formal name, the company, there must be a lot of people involved, please?
Yes, there sure are. It takes, well, there's two actors that portray Huxley the paleontologist. Obviously, they're actors. Huxley is not a real paleontologist. There's 65 people that include the performers and the voodoo operators. And then it takes about 100 people that are locally hired to set up the exhibit and then strike it when it's done. So it's kind of helps out the local hiring as well to bring these people in and help them set up the show.
Yeah. When did the tour actually start?
Well, it started back in July of 2007. It's got a run for 2 years in North America, Canada, and Mexico, and that's a lot of shows. It's been in Michigan before. It was down at Cobo, down near Detroit, last year, and now people in Western Michigan get a chance to see one of these great shows, Walking with Dinosaurs. The other neat thing about it is, again, I keep talking about how big the one dinosaur is, the Brachiosaurus. When it played in Madison Square Garden in New York City, the head of the Brachiosaurus was just barely able to clear the scoreboard in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my gosh. And how many shows so far then?
Well, they've had about 60 shows by the end of this month. By the end of this year, they'll have 60 in the can.
And speaking of dinosaurs, of course, our own Paleo Joe in studio, we talk Dinosaurs 101, Paleontology 101 with Joe Codle, and appreciate you what you do. How do you know they look real? And let's, you know, pick your brain on the science behind the show, Joe.
Well, that's the interesting part. Early on, we had no clue what dinosaurs really look like. We knew what their bones were because we found bones in the ground. But now we're becoming dinosaur CSIs. We're investigating more and more about these giant creatures. We've actually been able to find mummified dinosaur skin. We found some way back in the 1930s. A guy by the name of Sternberg found a mummified dinosaur. And then recently, a 17-year-old student out in the Badlands discovered another mummified dinosaur. Now, when I say mummified, it's really kind of a misnomer. They're not really mummies like we think of in Egypt. These creatures, yes, they died, and yes, they were dried up. I have to go back to Africa today. You know, when there's a huge drought in Africa, these animals that rely on water to drink, sometimes the water is gone and these animals die and fall to the desert floor. Over a period of time, all the soft tissue kind of rots away and the skin that's left kind of dries out. It's what we call desiccate. And it dries and it attaches itself to the ribs and it actually creates kind of like a mummy. Well, then what happens is over a period of time, this thing either gets buried or even we could have a huge rainstorm that just comes in, a flash flood that picks the creature up and deposits it in a river. And then the fossilization process, like we talked about before, begins. The actual soft tissues are replaced. They're permineralized. They're replaced by minerals, basically turned to stone. However, the impressions of the skin are still there. Although the skin rots away, it's being replaced, so we can actually see what those impressions look like. So that's how we got an idea what these dinosaurs actually look like. And we also look at modern creatures. I keep going back to the Gila monster and other reptiles, other lizards. Mm-hmm. You can actually see a different texture in the skin where their muscle, where their legs attach to the body. The scales just a little bit smaller. On their backs, the scales are a little bit bigger. Even alligators and crocodiles, you see the different sizes in those creatures. So that's how we kind of get an idea what these dinosaurs actually look like.
And give me another perspective of the bigness of these creatures.
Well, the Stegosaurus alone is 33 feet long. He's a giant creature. The Brachiosaurus is 60 feet long. And again, the Brachiosaurus will raise his head up and almost touch the ceiling of the Van Andel Arena. In one point, I actually saw this show in Chicago. In one point, the Brachiosaurus lowered his head and swept it across the arena floor and out across the audience. So close, you could almost reach out and touch these creatures. They're absolutely giant.
Oh, cool. And as we look at, you know, I guess closing our Walking with Dinosaurs chat, I mean, you're the Brachiosaurus, the Stegosaurus. How many dinosaurs and which ones actually are represented?
Well, there's actually 15 dinosaurs that are in the show that represent 10 different species. A Plateosaurus, which is a dinosaur that is a kind of a long-necked plant eater. He's kind of the precursor to most of the long necks that we know. The Stegosaurus, oh gosh, kids out there, a lot of kids, their favorite dinosaur is the Stegosaurus, the guy with the big plates on his back and the four spikes at the end of his tail. Allosaurus is a big, mean, scary meat eater. He's one of the meat eaters that we all know about, related to the T-Rex dinosaur. Mm. The Brachiosaur, these are the ones that you saw in Jurassic Park when they were all up in the tops of the trees and Grant let out that huge whoop and all of a sudden the Brachiosaurs all raised their heads. Brachiosaur is a long-necked dinosaur. We also have an Ankylosaur. Ankylosaur is that little guy who has that big club at the end of his tail. He could swing it back and forth and chase away other dinosaurs. A Torosaurus, which is very similar to the Triceratops dinosaur, related. He also has horns on top of his head. He's not the Triceratops, but he's a Torosaurus. Mm. Of course, we've got the mighty T-Rex dinosaur. A show is not complete without a T-Rex dinosaur. We've got Utah raptors, a baby T-Rex, and a Lilliansternus dinosaur. Lots of meat eaters, lots of those guys that like to chew up on other dinosaurs.
Ooh. What was the dinosaur that got that guy in the Jeep?
Got the guy in the Jeep. Oh, he's not on there. It's a Dilophosaurus. It's a Dilophosaurus.
He looks so sweet.
Oh, he's a cute little guy, but yeah, he was nasty.
why is this so, I mean, according to your description, so spectacular?
For me as a paleontologist, I see these bones, and it's hard to describe what these creatures must have really been like. So to see a show like this, and it's three-dimensional, you watch it on TV, it's kind of two-dimensional. You watch these great shows that are coming on the History Channel now and PBS, all these great shows, it's still very two-dimensional. You don't see it in relation to human beings. In this show, you'll actually see a human being down on the arena floor, mm-hmm. paleontologist Huxley. And all of a sudden, out from a certain place in the arena, here comes a giant dinosaur. You can actually see how big it is in relation to this poor man who's standing down on the arena floor. You'll actually see how large these creatures are. Nothing can prepare you for the size. When I say a stegosaurus is about the size of a school bus, okay, you got an idea what a school bus looks like, but when this dinosaur starts walking towards you and starts swinging his tail around, it will blow your mind.
And of course, coming full circle, and you a paleontologist, and the reason why we chat every month, this is educational?
It's very educational. Again, during certain parts of the show, Huxley actually describes what the life was like back then. He describes how the continents drifted apart. He describes the mass extinction events that have happened throughout our geological past. It kind of parallels what teachers are teaching their kids in school. A lot of kids are learning about the way the continents separated, the plate tectonics. Here again, it's going to be very visual. He's going to be talking about them separating, and all of a sudden down on the arena floor, there's a jumble of continents all smashed together, and all of a sudden they start to separate away. They start to move away from each other. So this is an actual visualization of our own paleontological history. It is a spectacular show. And not only that, spectacular when these dinosaurs let out their giant roars. The arena floor, the arena will just shake and vibrate with these huge giant dinosaur roars. It's going to be a spectacular show.
Why can't Paleo Joe be the ringmaster?
Oh, I'd love to be the ringmaster, but they do too much traveling. I go out in the desert and dig dinosaurs. They're the ones that travel with the show.
Yeah. Pitch me for what we'll talk about in January.
Well, in January, we're going to talk about Wayland Elementary School, the kids that we took out west to do that quick little dinosaur dig they did, and it's going to be a show all about the dinosaur dig trip.
Great. Your Dinosaur Detective series doing well?
Oh, Dinosaur Detective Club series is doing great. The new book is out already called Mysterious Mammoth, and it's got a little girl by the name of Shelly who is our hero, and you know about Shelly. She's the hero of the series. We've got Dakota Jackson, her sidekick, and we're going out all over the country, all over the world, trying to figure out these dinosaur mysteries.
Nice. All right. Contact information, website at all?
www.paleojoe.com.
All right. Happy holidays to you this December. Joe Codal, a.k.a. our Paleo Joe.